Like, I'm not into dead dudes. It's just not my type. They're too pale. Hello, everyone. My name is Carissa. Welcome back to Bookmarked. Today, we are going over one of the most popular, most well-known book series and one of the most largest fandoms. We are going over Harry Potter today. Everybody give a round of applause, please. Amazing, amazing. And today, I'm also joined by my most spectacular, my smartest, my prettiest, my most funny, my most talented friend, Kira.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kira.
Snaps, snaps.
I'm in archaeology. I have a pool. I am so protective of my loved ones, specifically shawarma and sushi. I've been to Carissa's house like a couple times.
At least twice.
She's been inside my house.
Yeah, I think she used your bathroom, or maybe.
Really? Did I? Did you?
I don't know.
What else? In my free time, I do nails. I complain a lot about the gym when I'm at the gym with Carissa.
I don't think, actually, Kira doesn't complain at all,
Carissa does this thing where we go to the gym and we're doing core and you know, half the time I'm not doing the core routine because I'm talking to everyone in the gym because I know everybody.
See, you know, that happened one time and Kira's just holding on to it.
The other half of the time I am not doing the core exercises and instead complaining about how much I don't want to do core. And that really sums me up as a person.
I feel like Kira's selling herself short here because she always does the core routine. She never does. And she always does more reps than me, actually.
Carissa actually does her reps in full and with good form.
That's funny because the last time we went to the gym, I actually gave up and didn't do my last set of Russian twists. How funny is that?
Actually, if I remember correctly, I picked up the weight and did them on my own instead of doing the shared one because I was... Oh, you were the one who did that. I was taking too long, so Carissa had to pick up a new weight and do it on her own.
Yeah, I picked up a less heavy weight. Because I couldn't hold it up.
Because I was taking my sweet, sweet time with my workout.
So it's funny with the gym because it's slow and controlled. And you were doing that really well. I was slacking.
There was no control. I just couldn't hold the ball up anymore. So I was struggling to move it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you?
Yes, my name is Kira and I was doing that. Exactly.
I think someone's a little confused on who's who here.
Hi, everybody. My name is Carissa. Welcome back to Bookmark. I'm joined today by my friend Kira.
Hello, everybody.
Kira and I love doing core together.
Yeah, I think I've been well introduced already, so I feel like there's not much more to be said.
Nothing, really. So, we're going over Harry Potter today, and Kira... Hip, hip, hooray. Kira and I have a really nice connection over Harry Potter, and I'm going to explain that right away because originally I was going to wait, but I think we might as well just give the fans what they want, and it's really to know that both of us are freaks. And so, you know, when you think back to COVID era and you're like, oh, like everybody had their quirk. Kira, what was your quirk?
You know what? My quirk was actually real explainable. And if you knew the trends at the time, it wouldn't be a quirk. It would just be something that happened. So I feel like it's not really a quirk and more of it was just the lifestyle at that point, I feel like.
A lifestyle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're going to call it?
Yeah. Do you know, were you not on Drago Talk? Like,
yep. So I think we have the same lifestyle. Now, everybody raise your hand if you were convinced that you were going to go live in the Harry Potter universe by counting to 10 before you went to sleep and drinking lots of water during the day.
You guys can't see it, but both of our hands are raised right now.
Yeah. So I had a Harry Potter account when I was 13. I started reading Harry Potter when I was 13. And I made the Harry Potter account. And it was, my account was called Draco Malfoy, period, 62442. And it was 62442 spells out magic. And I thought it was really, really creative. And I was like, this is such a good name. Like, I'm killing it. And your girl had like 15,000 followers on Instagram. I was that account. I was that bitch. I did collabs with...
Collabs?
Yes, I did collabs with other Harry Potter creators. Now, wow. I wasn't in on the TikTok. I wasn't doing, like, I wasn't making... Oh, that's actually a huge lie. I just lied so hard. I was about to say, oh, I wasn't in on TikTok.
She's literally making eye contact with me and lying directly to my face.
That came later, actually. So let's say I was in grade 8. I was 13 years old, and I had the Harry Potter Instagram account. Mm-hmm. And this one got hacked. So I went to British Columbia at one point when I was 13, and I checked the account, and it was like, you're locked in. So I searched it on my other account, and somebody had posted an edit that wasn't mine. It was copied. One of the big things that I praised on there was like, all these posts are made by me. I made all my own posts. I was doing Photoshop. I was doing like all those creative little funny, like which character are you today kind of
She's
posts.
Tech savvy, you know?
Yes. Like I had Pixar and a dream.
And that's all a girl needs.
Exactly. But it got hacked, and then the person was like, I'll give it back to you for $50. And I was
50?
Crying. And I was like, I just lost my entire life here. I was gonna be a professional Harry Potter Instagrammer. And they took it away.
And now you're on the radio.
Now I'm on the radio. So what really went wrong? Anyways.
Oh my god, that's good.
So after the hair, like after that was it would be grade 9, and then I was still in this Harry Potter thing, and then COVID happened. So what did COVID. I run to in COVID was TikTok. You know what TikTok gave me? It gave me a lot of edits. A lot of edits. And, you know, I was into Draco Malfoy before. I want to put that out there.
But before he got popular.
Before he got popular. I was the OG. I remember my friend who had read Harry Potter. Her name is Hannah. Shout it to you. I love you. She's actually in BC right now. Full circle moment.
Oh, hey, Hannah.
She gave me, like, she had photographs of all of the Harry Potter characters, and she gave me her Draco one. They were, like, laminated and everything.
That's, like true friendship, actually.
Yes, I felt really special. She's like, girl, like, I know you like him more than I do. You can have this photo. It's like, thank you. You're making my life right now.
That's, like, a scale of friendship. Like, I would give you my laminated Draco Malfoy picture.
Yes. Yes, I really appreciated it too. My whole room was decked out in Harry Potter. There's still Harry Potter in my room to this day. Like, I haven't given it up, but I would say I've toned it down.
Yeah, but you never stop the love. It just blends in with your everyday life.
You can take the Harry Potter out of the girl, but you can't take the girl out of Harry Potter.
I feel like it's supposed to be the other way around.
Yes.
You can take the girl out of Harry Potter, but you can't take the Harry Potter out of the girl.
Whoops.
That was good. Yeah. Thank you. I also had a Harry Potter room. I had one of those decals on the wall where it was like breaking through the wall, so it looked like Hogwarts was just like through a hole in my wall.
No way.
And I had Slytherin sheets. I had Slytherin everything because I used to be a Slytherin.
I think that's an interesting topic, and I really want to go over that in a couple minutes about this. Like bookmark it. Guys, did you get that reference? Did you get it? Because you know what the name of the show is.
Wait, what's the name of the show?
Bookmarked.
Wait, actually?
Yes.
Like, for real?
Yeah, that's what I called it.
Oh my god.
Do you think it's cringy? I kind of thought it was cringy for a while, and then I was like, I can't hear it anymore, because people kept saying it, and I was like, guys, no, I can't hear this. But they were calling me, I was doing after class with Carissa, and these men were like, can we call you after class? I'm like, no, I'm not freaking prostitute. You can't call me after class. Like, oh, I've got a great nickname for you. Let's call you after class. No!
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
That is so freakish behavior, and not like in the good way, like right? In the bad way.
I was like, I can't be known as after class.
Like, were these random people coming up to you?
No, these were like the friend group, like the friends of the friends.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I thought there's like people like approaching you on the street. I'm like, one, how do they know it's you? Because you're a radio show.
Famous, actually.
And number
everyone
two,
knows who I am.
Who goes up to somebody and say, hey, can I call you like after class? You might as well call them like, hey, can you be like call when you're lonely? Like that's the same vibe. Like, it's
literally
weird.
Like, oh my god, no, you can't do that. It's bookmarked now, guys. I rebranded. But anyways, so after 2020, like when COVID happened, I moved over to TikTok, and I was making Harry Potter TikToks in full swing. And your girl was almost at her 10K. I think I got to like 8,000. Everyone asks me when they follow me on TikTok now, they're like, why do you have so many likes and why do you have so many followers? I'm like, it was a time.
It's part of my past.
I think the username was just Carissa Lupin. Lupin was my favorite character.
Fair.
In a sense where I was like, and I said this a couple weeks ago because we did all the young dudes a few weeks ago. Not we, just me. Dominic was here though.
He was present and talking, kind of.
He was present and talking, but I don't know what he was adding. That's a lie. I'm sorry, Dominic.
He was there. He I was love talking, you, Dominic. But you're like, amazing. It was my show about my all the young dudes. So.
If you go and listen to the recording on the website too, the very first thing that it says is it's me, and it's like, I told Dominic to sit here. I told him not to bother me, and here he is making gurgling sounds, or it's like something like that.
I hope you guys are glad that I did right into the mic.
Right into the mic. Anyways, I was so deep into the Harry Potter TikTok. I was making the point of view videos. Like, you know those point of view videos?
There was a couple people that genuinely, like, even though it's past, I'm like, they were actually, like, they should get into, like, photoshopping for movies. Because yes. That was ridiculously
They were
good. Yeah.
Yes. Like, some people were absolutely killing it. And I was like, even, like some of these scenarios, I was eating those up. And
yeah, like the original ones where it wasn't just like, oh, and she walks in, she's wearing Draco's tie as a Gryffindor.
Yes.
Oh my god,
that's the most popular one too. I feel like every single one was like somebody putting on the wrong color tie, and it was like the professor like, whose tie is that?
And I feel like I just couldn't buy it because none of the colors are similar. Like, there's no way you're a Gryffindor grabbing a green tie. Like, you're
literally
just dumb.
Okay. Men, I need you to rank these men right now.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ready?
Yes, I'm locked in.
Draco, mm-hmm. Fred, mm-hmm. Harry, Cedric. Let's go Mateo.
Okay.
Guys, Mateo's not a real character.
He's real to me.
Let me debrief this really quickly. It was a Wattpad fan fiction called Possessive. And if you knew, you knew.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so who did I say? Draco, Harry.
No, Fred.
Draco, Harry, Fred,
Cedric,
do Mateo, and then let's do Ron and Neville.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. I've always been a Fred girl.
I did know that.
I was a Draco girl before Draco Talk, and then Draco Talk started, and I ended up on Fred Talk, and now I'm a Fred girl through and
okay,
through.
Okay, that's what happened to my friend really? Shay from home. But I went from Draco to Mateo, unfortunately.
You know what? I see the pipeline, and I respect
Something
it.
Something about being like a little bit traumatized by your partner was really enticing to that 15-year-old girl.
Yeah, because life was just so boring. It just makes it seem more interesting.
Exactly. Okay. Continue. You start.
Fred?
Okay.
Fred is definitely number one. I have to put maybe Mateo second, actually. So Fred and Mateo.
Yeah.
And then
Eiffel Tower.
And then someone's thinking. Somebody brought their brain to the radio today. And then I definitely put Draco next because, like, it's just the nostalgia of it all. Mm-hmm. And, like, the fanfics that I was reading, I'm like, you know what? He may not have been like that in the movies, but he's like that in my heart. And that's all that matters.
Good.
So Fred, Mateo, Draco, and then I'd have to put Harry next because you know what? On the odd occasion, I could find Harry attractive, in like especially in Half-Blood Prince.
I have something that is not appropriate to say, but I'm gonna say it in a minute.
Okay. And then what were my other ones? Cedric and Neville. Mm-hmm. The other two, I have to go like respectively, Cedric and then Neville.
Oh, and Ron.
Oh, Ron. Oh my gosh. Okay. Probably like okay. So Fred, Mateo, Draco. Harry, Ron, Cedric, Neville. Okay. Nothing against Neville. He's just cute, and that's just not what I'm into.
That's fair. That's good.
And Cedric, I just feel like he was too in and out for me. And it's Robert Pattinson, and I just don't get it,
unfortunately. I just feel like Cedric's just a little bit too dead for me, to be honest.
He is!
Am I wrong? I just can't date a corpse, you know?
No, I'm not into dead dudes. It's just not my type. They're too pale.
You know who else is dead? Fred Weasley.
Hey, Carissa. You need to shut up. What was that inappropriate thing that you were gonna say when I brought up Harry?
Okay, so here my ranking. This is what I'm okay. So you know how you picture yourself in the Harry Potter universe, and you're like, oh, this is my life. This is mm-hmm. who I'd be. Well, here's the thing. That's like I'm the sole daughter of Remus Lupin and Sirius Black.
Oh,
and you know who my stepbrother is? Harry Potter.
Oh,
so that's the problem. Now, before I came up with this, before my little 15-year-old brain was like, "Oh, this is my life now.
This is good."
I was like, "Harry Potter's pretty hot. Like he was an attractive character. So I would want to put him higher. But for the sake of that being what I've centered around my entire life in Harry Potter, I'm not going to rank him. I just don't think that's right.
Because I feel like you go through multiple storylines and then you find one that you like the best and then you stick with it.
Yeah,
and so, like that's just how it is.
Number one for. Like Mateo, obviously.
Yeah, I didn't expect anything less.
Then I would put Fred, but I'd actually want George instead of Fred.
You give a George girly. I knew you'd be the George to my Fred. I knew it. I had a feeling, a sneaky feeling.
I like George better.
I feel like he's the sweet one of the two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to do Mateo, then let's go George. And then Draco.
Okay. I was going to say, I feel like Draco has that to be next. Because now it feels like you're jumping on the bandwagon.
Then Cedric.
Really? He's pretty high.
Yeah, because you won't.
She's just really into dead dudes,
you
guys.
You won't catch me with Ron. I'm not going to sit around while you whine all day. Like, God, no. Oh, I'm second best. Yeah, you are. Get over it.
Bro, you know what? Yeah. Understandable.
I'm sorry, Ron. I'm sure you're a really nice guy. Actually, can we put Ginny on this list?
Oh.
Let's put Ginny up to second place.
But, like, book Ginny.
Book Ginny. Smash.
Yeah, absolutely smash, actually.
If she was not a minor...
Yeah, like when she was above the age of 18.
Yes, then I would smash.
That goes for all of these characters, by the way.
It
I just want to play right.
Let's put that out there.
And if Cedric did make it past the age of 18, that's why he's on this list.
Yes.
Hypothetically, if he did live to 18.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our boy was 17. Poor guy.
R.I.P.
Yeah, he was just legal, too, in wizarding terms.
Damn. He could start doing magic outside of school.
He had his whole life ahead of him, and then he died to the worst
character.
He
probably had so many bitches, too.
So many bitches.
So many.
Yes. I swear, Cedric in every single fan fiction, too, total slut.
Literally the biggest slut ever.
Literally. Like, that man had a roster.
No, and some of the fanfics I would read, it's him. And every single chapter is them commenting. It's like, oh, here comes with a new girl around his arm. And I'm like, wow, I feel like we're downplaying. Like, I feel like he would have been a nice guy. I mean, yeah, he would have fooled around. But like
the Hufflepuff stereotype in these fanfictions is so funny. Mm-hmm. Because really, like, you think Hufflepuff and you're like, oh, they're high as fuck.
You know what? Yeah, they do seem like the stoner.
Yeah,
the
that's why they're like, they spend all their time in greenhouses. They're high and they're fucking.
Yeah. That's not a bad way to live, though.
I concur.
I'm glad we concur.
Okay. So anyways.
Okay.
So this TikTok.
Okay.
I had my little thing. Kira.
Yeah.
So I was going to introduce Kira's, but unfortunately her handle I think is a little bit too provocative.
I wouldn't say provocative.
For Radio Laureate.
No.
I think if you want to know what it is, you're going to think of the most offensive thing that you could think of.
You call it offensive, I call it complimentary, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Introduce your character.
He was Sirius Black, but keep in mind, okay, Ben Barnes wasn't actually Sirius Black. He was just a fan cast, so really, it doesn't even count because he wasn't real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know what? I can't repeat the rest of it, but it does start with Sirius Black.
I did tell Kira that she could not say that on the radio.
Yeah, I can't say it on the radio. But I was a Sirius Black girl. If I had to pick from the Marauders, it was Sirius Black.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've evolved. It's Remus Lupin now. Sorry, Remus. Sorry.
Remus?
Sorry. Athens?
Athens? So here's my thing. Because I talked about this on All the Young Dudes. I have such a problem, like, talking about the Marauders because I think that is completely, like, when I think of the Marauders, I think of that series of books.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't be interested in Remus because I feel so connected to Remus where I'm like, oh, that's me. Like,
yeah.
Like,
oh,
that's
okay.
me. So,
it's
by
like
the way,
yourself.
You fancy me. We always knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, it was inevitable.
Exactly.
It was inevitable.
Yeah. So.
I just want everybody to know, I'm going to say this with my chest, I'm just into Carissa.
I've been waiting for this ever since we told the bartender that we were going to make out in her car.
And he was like.
He's just like, all right, have fun.
I genuinely did not see his reaction. I'm like.
No. He literally looked at us for a second. And he's like, oh, have fun.
I was like, you know, yeah, we will, actually. Yeah. We're going to make out in spite of your reaction, actually. Yeah.
God. Anyways, so then there's Sirius Black, and I'm like, well, I can't be into Sirius Black because he's Remus's.
Oh,
you
know?
So I see. And, like, I don't want to intrude on their story. So I can only ever, like, really put myself into a story or, like think about a story as if I was a character if I think there's something wrong with it. And I think that story is perfect, so I can't interrupt any of the relationships that are in there. Like, yes, like, if I had to pick one, I wouldn't be picking Sirius Black anyways. I would pick James.
You know what? That's a fair point. Because then you could just make Lily lesbian.
That's fair. But, like, James and Lily, I love them. So I'm like, I don't want to interrupt that either.
Yeah.
But if I did have to pick, I would pick James.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think Golden Retriever. Golden Retriever Man is what I'm looking for. If you know one, send him my way, please.
You have you see the website. You probably have my Instagram. Just send him over. Just
exactly.
Send the handle.
Exactly. Hit me up, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't leave me with Kira, okay?
No, she likes it here, guys. I'm not holding anything against her. She's here on her own accord, actually. The silence is a yes, by the way. She's agreeing with me. Yeah, she's looking at me like she's really agreeing with me right now, by the way.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she really wants to be here.
I really want to be here. Okay, Kira, let's talk Hogwarts houses.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Can everyone guess? What do you guys think? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks. Don't everybody all answer at once.
Yeah, you guys are really rowdy tonight, eh?
Tough okay. crowd, huh? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so like I said, I did used to be a Slytherin. Okay, so I was a Slytherin at the...
How do you used to be a Slytherin?
I'm getting to it. So when I was from the age of like up to the age of like maybe 12 or 13 on like, what's the website?
Pottermore.
I would lie on the test and say that my favorite color was black. I wanted a black hat, that I was cunning, and I wanted to have a snake as my Patronus. I would lie so I can get Slytherin because I thought it made me cooler. And then in person, I would tell everybody that my favorite color was black and that I hated pink because it's too girly.
I loved pink.
You know what? I love pink now. But you know what? At the time, I wanted to be cool and I thought I had to be a Slytherin to do that. But upon further examination, the last time I took the Pottermore test and the two times before that, I am actually a Ravenclaw.
Boo.
No, no, no. This is good. I'm a Ravenclaw. Caw-caw, caw-caw. That was really unplanned and I think Carissa liked it. Oh my god, that's good.
Ravenclaw. I'm not a Ravenclaw.
Aren't you a Hufflepuff? No. Are you a Gryffindor?
No.
You're a Slytherin? Okay, I have this weird conspiracy that nobody's actually a Slytherin, they're all lying.
That's what was the big thing during Draco Talk too, was that I was like, oh, like everyone wanted to be a Slytherin because being a Slytherin was cool. And then I was like, fuck this. I don't want to be a Slytherin anymore. Because all of you motherfuckers are like, oh, I'm so sorry for swearing.
So it's come to our attention and we'd like to make a formal apology. I didn't bring my ukulele with me, unfortunately.
Formal apology to the community
that we've hurt.
I know that all of our viewers are 12 and I don't want to act like somber and make inappropriate jokes.
Yeah, we've seen his response bit video and we can't outdo that, unfortunately. Yes. Like, I feel like that was just...
I don't feel like age shaming anyone, especially someone who's so close to my age today.
Yeah, I feel like it's just... We can't go down the rabbit hole. So we formally apologize, to say the least.
I apologize. I will do better.
And I will make that step to do better in the future.
Yes. So anyways, these motherfuckers were like, oh my god, I'm in Slytherin. I'm a bitch. I'm cunning. And I was like, guys, like, can we not?
I'd stab a bitch in the back. Like, yes. That doesn't make you cool.
Like, I'm not going to be your friend anymore. I was like, that's not me. So I had taken the quiz when I was 13. And I was like, oh, like, this is cool. I'm a Slytherin. This is awesome. It's like fun, exciting. And then everyone wanted to be a Slytherin. I was like, I don't want to be a Slytherin anymore. This sucks.
I take it back.
But there's a feature on Pottermore. So Pottermore gives you a shortened version of the quiz, or you can take the entire one. Of course, I've done both. Who do you think I am?
Because duh.
Yeah, obviously. But there's a feature on Pottermore where you can do all the questions and it will show you what percent of each house you are by the end of it. It's a super long quiz.
Oh, sweet.
Let me tell you about my results.
Oh, yes, please.
So
I'm sad.
For Slytherin and Gryffindor, it was literally like 37% and 32% majority.
Damn.
So Gryffindor is second, and so it's Slytherin, Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, and then Hufflepuff. And I was like, oh damn.
Really? I don't you like now I, that you've said Slytherin, like I can kind of see it, but you give more Hufflepuff to me.
Thank you.
Like personally.
You think I'm a nice person?
Like, okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Let's not go running and jumping to conclusions. Okay,
I think it's the ambition.
I would say so. I mean, you have your radio show.
I think it's
so.
I, I think it's the working three jobs during the summer and not knowing when to quit, really.
No, oh my gosh. I went to visit her over the summer and I had to like plan over her three work schedules. And then we got like 4 days together, so it was pretty chill, but yes. Still.
This is, I worked in the morning, she showed up in the afternoon, and then we had like 2 days, and then she left, and then I went back to work.
Yeah.
And it worked out. It worked out great.
Yeah, I had a blast, personally.
She's been to my house.
I've been to her house. I've been to both of her houses.
She's been to both of my houses.
Literally both.
Literally
both.
But no, I think it would be cool to be a Gryffindor. I haven't taken the quiz in years. Like it's been a long time. I think we take it after and we come back maybe in a week and like I'll reveal it. I'll say, "Hey guys, just for last week, this is what we actually are now."
I'll have to do it again.
I was a strong believer for a long time that like, "Oh, your house can't change." Cuz like the people in Harry Potter, like what if you're a completely different person from when you're 11 to when you're, but then again, I'm like, "Oh, that's like magic too." Like I feel like the magic hat reading your brain will probably anticipate those things and put you in the right spot. I don't have a magic hat.
No, I wish I did. It's weird though, if the magic hat could predict like where they'd end up, it would have been helpful to know that Mr. What's-His-Face was going to come back and like kill half the student body. Like that would have been nice to know, I think.
Yes. Like could somebody, like for real?
See, he was the originator of gatekeeping, I hear.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Anyways, I think it's a good pairing. Like a Slytherin Ravenclaw pairing.
Honestly, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so because we seem to work well together.
Ravenclaws are known for being witty and open-minded. Does that sound like you?
I think I'm witty and I like to think I'm open-minded. Like I'm open-minded. I just judge silently, but not like out loud, which I feel like still keeps me open-minded.
I think the reason why I'm not a Ravenclaw is because I'm so close-minded. Like someone's like, "Try this." I'm like, "No."
Absolutely
not. You know this new idea that's not yours? It's probably not real.
So actually it's not real and it probably sucks anyway if it was real.
You know what's not real? Australia, and you can't convince me otherwise.
Australia is apparently a conspiracy. Kangaroos aren't real.
I've never seen a kangaroo.
We should go to the land that they call Australia and see if there's any kangaroos over there.
Yeah, here's the thing. I think I'll get on a plane and I just don't know where they'd take me.
They'd probably just fly in a circle and land back in Canada.
Yeah, and they'd try and tell me it's Australia. I'd be like, "Oh, we're in Australia." No, we're not.
You're lying.
I know you're lying too.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, we have the next thing that I want to do. I'm skipping a couple on our list just because we might be short for time.
We're yappers.
But we're going to do this BuzzFeed quiz. And it's like, which character are you? I've 100% done this in my lifetime. I just know it. Wait, what if I duplicate this tab and then we can each say our answers and I'll click one for each?
I feel like that
would work.
That would work technically. Like in theory, I feel like that would
work. Okay. You're going to be tab number two. I'll be tab number one.
Okay.
Okay, so we're picking a movie, and I'm not going to read them because I don't care. I'm going to pick Mean Girls. What's yours?
Fucking Brokeback Mountain's on here. I would say The Parent Trap for me, personally.
The Parent Trap?
The second one, to be specific, the one from the 90s.
Vote for, what's her name?
Lindsay Lohan?
No. The stepmom.
Oh, Elaine. Elaine on Dancing with the Stars.
Vote for Elaine Hendricks on Dancing with the Stars, guys. Which object do you most desire? Maybe I'll read these. The Elder Wand, the Philosopher's Stone, the Mirror of Erised, the Firebolt, the Marauder's Map, a Deluminator, a TV, a Cloak of Invisibility, or the Resurrection Stone.
The Marauder's Map is the only correct answer, I fear.
Okay. See, I like the Marauder's Map, but do I want that much power? I think I would use it to like make sure that if I had to like walk down to the kitchen that nobody would be in the kitchen.
See, I feel like it would just be helpful in so many ways. Like you could see if like your op was in the hallway and you know to avoid that corridor.
That's a good point. It's between the Marauder's Map and the Invisibility Cloak, but I'll do the Marauder's
Invisibility
Map.
Invisibility Cloak was also a good option.
Yes. Like if I don't want to be bothered, where am I?
I love eavesdropping. I feel like that'd be really good. Yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite food? I think I'm going to have, these are terrible
options.
Why the
hell is caviar on there?
I'm picking salad, which is unfortunate because who in their right mind is going to pick salad? But this is a crappy list.
I'm going to pick chicken wings, specifically buffalo with ranch on the side. Ooh. But it's like crispy chicken wings. Like it's not like the soft crap.
Some really good ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Pick a drink.
Oh.
Whiskey. I pick whiskey. Guys, there's no water. It's all alcohol in here. And you know, I'm not picking tequila.
Give me a tea because none of those alcohols are ones that I like.
Okay, pick a song.
A song?
I'm Slim Shady.
Creep by Radiohead is there.
That's what I was going to do. But specifically the Glee version.
Oh, I was going to say the Book of Life version.
Oh.
From Manolo. He says it. Oh, one of my favorite movies, by the way. Please go watch it if you haven't already. It's genuinely one of the most romantic movies I've ever seen in my life, and I love it so much.
Oh, my God.
But that's not
what
we're here
to talk
about.
Two sides of the same coin there. Okay. Where would you like to hang out? Probably the Shrieking Shack.
I was just gonna say the Shrieking Shack.
Do you want to join me?
Yeah, we can shriek. Maybe shriek.
I'm not picking that. Sorry. I'm gonna pick the Three Broomsticks.
Well, I was being true to myself, and I wanted to pick the Shrieking.
You would actually want to? Are you serious?
Who else is gonna be there?
What are you gonna put?
Prime alone time.
Okay,
you're kidding me.
Okay. How would you spend your ideal weekend?
Ooh, why is hiking an option? Alone at a dive bar?
I made Kira go on a hike when she visited me.
Yes, and I complained the entire time because she told me there might be bears halfway through the freaking hike.
I didn't say it halfway through. I said it right before.
And then it was too late to back out.
Black bears. We'll just scare them away.
I think you overestimate how scary I can be.
You're really scary. Okay. Pick what you're doing on your weekend. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Kira, you're not hiking, that's for sure. You're probably hanging out with your family, but specifically, like, you and your mom. Like, you have, like, mother-daughter time.
Yeah, we have mother-daughter time. We have a TV show going on in the background where we're both watching TikTok on our respective devices.
Is that what you're going to pick?
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
Hanging with your family? That's what I was doing right before I came here, too.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pick in bed with a book.
Yeah, I feel like that tracks.
Loser. Okay, your ideal partner is someone who...
Where's honesty on there?
Doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist. That's so funny. Hates the same things as me. I'm a hater at my core, and I feel like that's people hate being a hater too much. Being a hater is good for you.
Yes, I agree, within moderation. Mm. I'm going to say is someone you're comfortable with.
Yeah, I guess so.
Pick a potion.
Ooh. Polyjuice, because I just love to, like,
that's
fuck
nasty.
With people.
That's nasty. I mean,
it'd be nasty.
You would not catch me drinking that.
But the amount of, like, shit you would disturb would be just so worth it, I feel like.
I am taking the draw of peace.
Yeah.
And
two sides of a very different coin here, I feel like.
She's doing it to traumatize others, and I'm doing it to untraumatize me.
Okay, you're in Hogwarts. It can only be so entertaining, okay? You gotta stir some shit up.
What do you mean? I feel like that's the most entertaining place to be.
Yeah, and it's still boring sometimes. You gotta stir the pot.
How do you know? Did you visit there in 2020 when you were lying starfish position in your bed?
Maybe.
What do you prefer reading? I don't know any
are,
of these.
What are these? These BuzzFeed.
Let's do BuzzFeed just because we're on BuzzFeed.
Yeah. I feel like BuzzFeed would get offended if we didn't pick BuzzFeed. Yeah.
Pick a magical creature.
Ooh.
I'm picking the hippogriff.
I'm picking a phoenix.
They're so cute.
I love phoenixes.
Okay, pick a TV show. Mm. New Girl. I pick New Girl. Sorry. I saw that.
Guys, I think she picks New Girl.
Sorry, I got my character.
I don't watch any of these really. I guess Sherlock I like the most.
Ready? Three. I didn't know that this was gonna give you your character.
Oh wow.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Oh my God. Can I retake this podcast quiz?
No.
Okay. Guys, this quiz is actually broken.
Everybody,
do not take this quiz.
Everybody guess who Kira got in 3, 2, 1. It was Ron Weasley.
No, I feel like, no, it has to be rigged. I feel like Ron Carissa
Weasley.
I'm not the one controlling the computer. Carissa's rigging it,
so
I get
Ron
Weasley.
You watched me do that.
Weasley.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I watched
guys,
you rig the
guys,
computer.
I got Sirius Black.
You're moody, cocky, and confident. You hate being idle, and you love getting into trouble. I'm the one who said I wanted to stir the pot.
That doesn't sound like me, actually.
You can
you
be realist towards people you dislike, but no one asks for more loyal Jennifer. That's me! That's me more than anything.
Okay, let's read yours, okay? Let me read it. You're full of self-doubt, but you shouldn't be because you've proved yourself time and time again. You're very easygoing, funny, and fiercely loyal to your friends and family.
I wouldn't say easygoing. I'm pretty anal.
I took a which, like, Marauders character quiz are you a while ago on YouQuiz. And, like, YouQuiz is good because it's made by fans.
Uh-huh.
So you get these really specific quizzes with these really good questions. And I got Sirius Black on that, too. And I was like, you guys just don't know me at all.
I feel like your answers are biased because there's no way.
I just don't think the quizzes are right.
I would have to agree. Because if you're like out of the two of us, me getting Ron and you getting Sirius is just incorrect.
I just don't think either of them are very accurate.
No, I think
that yours is very accurate and you are Ron.
If you, I'm, okay, so this microphone's heavy, but I will hit you over the head with it.
Don't do that.
No, I will.
No, don't.
Then take it back.
No.
Okay, so the second we're off air, I want you guys to know I did attack her with this microphone.
Nate, if you're listening, Mayday.
I'm doing the hand sign. You can't see it because we're on the radio, but I'm doing it.
Let me SOS through this mic.
That's not SOS at all.
Close enough.
It's SOS adjacent.
Oh, he gets it. Okay. Do you want to do questions?
Sure, we can do questions.
Yes, hooray.
I love questions. I'm good at answering questions.
Okay. Out of all the main characters who died, who would you bring back?
Let's think, shall we? I think Fred Weasley was an unnecessary death. But if it wasn't Fred Weasley, I'd have to pick Remus Lupin.
I'm picking Remus.
Yeah.
Or Sirius. I'm picking Remus and Sirius. Because what the fuck?
Yeah, I feel like all in all, it was a little bit unnecessary.
Yeah, like she stabbed us and then twisted the knife. And you know what?
Stabbed us again.
Some people straight up like are like, oh, if you could bring anyone back, who would you bring? And they picked Dobby. I'm like, hello? Bring back my boy Sirius.
Dobby.
Back. Bring back
hot
Remus
take,
Lupin.
Hot take, Dobby was a little shit. And I didn't like
Dobby
him.
Dobby fucked everything up.
The reason he died was because of himself, probably.
Well, he did save them.
Yeah, while being annoying.
Dobby has no master. Dobby is
a
free elf.
Shut up.
That's crazy.
You get one sock and you won't
going,
shut up about
being
free.
She's going for
elf.
Blood. This is why she got Slytherin when she was 12. She was traumatizing her classmates. I know it.
Like, I was the kid.
Excuse me, ma'am. Like, can I have an extension? No, do your work on time, you little bitch. I did. That was Kira.
I was the type of kid when someone like pissed me off, I would raise my fist and go, I would try to flinch them out. I'd go,
What's up?
Yeah, I'd do that. And then it didn't work. So people just thought I was fucking weird.
Marley says that she's not going to listen to us anymore because you made fun of Dobby.
What? Marley's listening? Okay, no. Okay, hey, Marley. Hello, lovely. So it's me, Kira, your friend talking.
Hi, Marley.
I want you to know that it's just me who doesn't like Dobby. So don't bring Carissa into this.
Yes.
It's just me.
I like Dobby well enough.
Whoa. 15 messages.
It's all Marley.
Oh my God. Marley's talking to herself.
This is our biggest fan. Thank you, Marley.
Thank you, Marley.
Shout out to Marley.
Literally the best friend in the whole world listening to us.
Yes, our bead party friend.
No, Carissa was not hating. No, she was not.
I've never hated in my
life. She was defending Dobby.
I'm a Dobby defender. I'm just like, I'm not sad. I was sad that he died, but I'm not the most sad.
I feel like, yeah, I'd bring back Fred to answer the question.
I'd bring back Sirius. Oh, no. I'd bring back Remus. That's my homeboy.
Yeah, and plus he has a little child, you know.
Yeah, like he had a kid.
Yeah. At least the kid has one parent.
No, they both died.
Well, yeah, but like you'd bring back Remus, so he has one parent.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite plot line from the books that was not in the movie?
Okay, this is a really basic bitch answer, but the fight in the fifth book.
Yes, with George and George and Fred and
Harry.
It took
three people to hold Fred back from beating the shit out of Draco and George. Oh, brother, guys.
Hot smash.
Hot. And okay, I can say that because at the time I was 15.
Damn.
Yeah, Eiffel Tower, that shit, for real.
Yes. Then you need a second tower, though. There was like three people there. Does anyone know a tower with three points?
We can come back to that.
Okay. Anyways, hi mom. So I think the entirety of the third book was not included in the movie, and the movie did a terrible job. I love the third movie. It's my favorite one, but in comparison to the books, it's terrible.
Mm.
And I will die on that cliff. But mm-hmm. the movie is amazing. The movie is fantastic, but the mm-hmm. book is so much better. So
yeah.
I watched the third movie, and I was like, oh, fuck, where's the whole book? Like, what is going on? But I would agree that that was a good scene. I want there was a lot of stuff about the Marauders in, I think, the fifth book.
Yeah.
When he was doing, like, all that stuff. And I was like, oh, I wish that was in the books, too.
Yeah. Another thing is I wish they kept Harry as sassy as he was in the books.
Yes.
Because
he had a backbone.
Yeah. He's like, no need to call me sir, professor. Yes. Like, what happened to that? What happened to that?
And, like, there was one scene I remember Snape was like, Potter, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I was actually just about to curse Malfoy, sir.
Like, yeah. Why do you ask? Like,
literally.
Yeah, King knew what he was doing, mm-hmm. for real.
And same with Ginny. Like, they took out her whole personality.
Yeah, she was actually a badass.
If I had to pick one scene specifically, I would pick the scene of Harry and Ginny, kissing for the first time. Because, Harry had been banned from Quidditch because he, like, sucked him some prod Draco. Like,
ooh, yeah.
He was just a little kinky.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not somber. And,
It's different.
I was a kid when I read these books.
We're speaking from our 15-year-old selves.
Yes. Anyways, so this is so dumb.
Anyways, moving on.
So Harry had been banned from Quidditch, and then Ginny goes and she wins the Quidditch championship.
Yes.
And then Harry goes into the common room and Ginny runs in and she's like, Harry, we won. And he just, like, grabs her and kisses her in front of literally everyone. And it's, like, this huge moment. And they're like, oh. And I'm like, yes.
Like, what happened to that?
Because literally, too, it had been shown in the books that Harry was thinking about Ginny all the time. Like, all the time. And he hated Dean Thomas, too, because Dean was dating Ginny. And mm-hmm. this whole time he was resenting Dean. And it was, like, some really good angst.
Yeah.
We didn't get that. We got shoelace.
Oh, the kissing in the movie was so bad. It was terrible.
I feel like
we could talk about that for so long.
Least favorite character? Do you want to do 3, 2, 1 and we'll say it?
Okay, wait. No, I need to think first. Let me think.
There's a really obvious answer.
I feel like my obvious answer is not going to be your obvious answer.
Okay, do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Peter Dumbledore. Pettigrew. I actually really agree with your take.
I do heavily agree with your take. Peter Pettigrew was like the domino effect. Everything that he did affected the entire series.
He actually ruined my entire life. I'm not sure if you know this.
He ruined a lot of people's lives, if we're being honest.
Once a year, I reread my favorite series, and then I curse Peter Pettigrew's name.
Because I'm like, they just loved him so much, and he just gave nothing.
Like, imagine, like, your best friends. You sell them out, they get murdered, and then you, like, blame it on your other best friend, and then... And then you leave your other best friend alone for the rest of his life thinking that all of his friends hated him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did. And he ruined this little boy's... He ruined everything for me, actually. And I have a deep hatred. I'm going to put him in Minecraft jail. I think he deserves it.
Guys, I want you to know that only the worst of the worst go into Minecraft jail. Like the worst of the worst.
Like it's... how I get my anger out.
Yeah.
Like, I can't take it out on people in real life, so I put them into jail. And I only have a select amount of cells, so if I have to forgive someone, I have to take them out of jail.
Yeah.
Like, if I need to put someone new in jail, somebody has to come out
like
of jail.
Like, if you're in Minecraft jail, like, you've committed a serious offense.
Serious crime.
Yeah.
Anyways, Dumbledore, I really want... We have, like, a few minutes left, but nobody's coming in after, so...
So, like, mwah.
I just work here. Dumbledore is actually my op, and I want to hear your reasons first, because I wholeheartedly agree with that choice.
Oh, where do I start? So, McGonagall? Don't. Okay. I'm moving on from that, but I'm banking that. I'm bookmarking that for later.
Bookmarked.
Boom. Okay. So McGonagall brought up a really good point. She's like, you've been raising him as a pig for slaughter the entire time. He was also a manipulative little... He was a manipulative little bitch, actually. Like, he was so cryptic when he could have just told Harry, hey, so Voldemort actually split his soul into 7 things. These are the 7 Horcruxes you'll need to find, and you'll need this to destroy all of them.
Why wouldn't you just say that?
And maybe tell Harry that he's a Horcrux before Hogwarts explodes.
Yes.
And half of his friends die.
Maybe. Like, maybe don't get children to fight your war.
Maybe. Oh, and the guy, the first year from the second movie that was taking pictures all the time, mm-hmm. he deserved better. He should have lived. And Lavender Brown, justice for Lavender Brown, kind of.
She was so hated in the community, too.
and Fred Weasley, obviously, and then Remus and Tonks. Like, so many people did not have to die if Dumbledore would have just spoke his mind. But literally, he's a man, so of course he did it.
And can we talk about the fact that, like, from the moment Harry was born, he's like, oh, this is going to be a problem. Let me not give him to Sirius Black. Let me send Hagrid, because Sirius Black was there when Hagrid showed up. Sirius Black was the godfather. If the parents die, the baby goes to the godfather. Mm-hmm. So they're like, and then Hagrid's like, no, I can't give you your rightful baby. I'm going to give it to these fucking people who abused him his entire life. Like, let's not even sugarcoat it. Mm-hmm. They were literally abusing him. Mm-hmm. Dumbledore knew this.
So aware.
And then he could have gone to them. He could have gone to Remus. Like,
and I, like, in the movie and in the book too, like, he's literally dropping Harry on the stoop of whatever their faces are. And McGonagall's literally like, these are the worst kinds of people. I've been watching them all day. Like, they're the worst kind of
people. They're worse signs.
And Dumbledore's like, fuck it, let's give it to him.
Yes, like,
give him some character, I guess.
I think this is best for him, to be honest.
Like, I feel like you just wanted 11 years of child-free life. Like, you can't just, like, have a baby and then disregard their responsibilities. Like,
no.
Didn't even pay child support.
He was so evil. He was so evil. And he was so manipulative. And everybody was like, oh, Dumbledore is this great hero. Can we talk about the fact that in the fourth book, Dumbledore was corresponding with Sirius. Sirius was in dog form. He was living in Hogsmeade. Dumbledore and him were sending letters back and forth, which meant that Dumbledore knew that Sirius was nearby, because you wouldn't be getting letters back and forth and you wouldn't know that. Because at the end of the book, he calls for Sirius. Sends Sirius a letter, and Sirius is on the property immediately because Dumbledore knew that he was in Hogsmeade, and he never sent him any food. Harry had to smuggle food out of the kitchen to him, and he was described as like bones. Dumbledore knew he was in Hogsmeade. He never sent Sirius Black any food. He never sent him any clothes. He never sent him any help to protect him when he knew that Sirius was innocent. It was implied that he knew that Sirius was innocent the entire time.
So he really could have just given Harry to Sirius and let Sirius raise him, which would have ended up better for everybody. Yeah.
He also didn't need to let Sirius fucking live on his own and be starved for an entire year either.
Yeah, wasn't he living with the Hippogriff too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was so terrible. He was terrible to Remus. He was awful to everybody. And I hope he burns for his sins. I was glad when he died.
Me too, actually.
Like, you know what? Dumbledore is dead. Good. Now we can stop manipulating children. Like, yeah. God, call him Somber or something.
No, literally. Good freaking riddance, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. I argue with my mother about this all the time, especially with Snape, too, because she thinks Snape is a redeeming character, and I cannot be convinced, unfortunately. Okay. I know you can obviously disagree on that, but I cannot justify Snape treating Harry that way.
Okay, here's my take.
Okay.
I don't think it's right. He shouldn't have been beefing with a 12-year-old.
An 11-year-old? Yeah. Yeah.
Literally. And he shouldn't have been rude to Neville. There's literally no excuse for that. He was a bully. Like, that is terrible. Do I think he is all black? No. I think he's a great character. And I do see the reasonings for what he did, but I do think that he is he's shit.
We're both reading what Marley is saying to us right now. Oh, Marley's insulting my pronunciation of Remus, by the way.
I thought it, but I didn't think I wasn't going to say it again.
I say Remus. Apparently, it's Remus.
It's Remus.
I said Remus.
Remus.
Athens.
Athens.
Oh, Marley is happy that she got shouted out again. Hey, Marley.
I love you, Mylar.
We love you, Marley. Anyway, yeah, like, Snape is such a complex character. I genuinely, like, I think he's a really well-written character. I just still don't like him.
That's fair. I don't like the character. Like, I don't think he's I don't like him. But I do think, like, I can see the meaning behind his actions.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
Like, I can understand the choices. And I like that, like, in the end, you were like, oh, like, he's actually a complex character. He's not just, like, a terrible person.
Yeah.
And I like that. You know, when you're like, oh, like, you want complex characters, but you couldn't even handle this character. Let me give you a list. You couldn't handle Cassie from Euphoria. Mm-hmm. That is a complex character if I've ever seen one. Mm-hmm. Hello. You couldn't handle Ginny from Ginny and Georgia. Everyone hates her. You know what? If my mom went around murdering people, I'd be a little bit traumatized too. There, I said it. Snape, complex character.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I feel like if my mom was going around murdering people, I'd at least like her to tell me about it.
Yes.
Personally.
And you know what? I would be a little bit freaked.
Yeah, like that's understandable.
Like it would be hard to come to terms with, especially if she was manipulating you while she was doing it too.
Yeah, like from our perspective, because we're the audience and we get to know all of like the nitty gritty details that Ginny doesn't get to know. Like it doesn't make sense to us, mm-hmm. but like to her, it makes sense.
And everyone is like, "Oh, like her mom did that for her. I'd be grateful." I'd be a little bit scared.
Yeah, I don't think my mom would kill anybody.
I don't think so either. About my mom. I don't think your mom would either, but
I honestly don't think so either. Like, I think she would want to, but I feel like unless someone was, I was actively dying.
Actually, Kira's mom was actually the one who stole the jewels from the Louvre.
Yeah. Wait, well, no, you can't be going around telling people that. Oh.
It was not Kira's mom who stole the jewels from the Louvre.
Okay, if anybody asks, we went on a cruise and we went to Germany. And Germany. We went to Rotterdam.
Rotterdam, okay.
And then we went back to the UK.
Back to the UK.
Okay.
That's didn't stop in France.
No.
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 No, and we didn't have to check our bags on the way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were a little overweight than from what we were used to. Oh. Speaking of which, though, I'm actually really excited for Halloween because I got some new jewelry that I can adorn. Yes. Yeah, it's going to be really, really good. And I even got a tiara, like a diadem.
Oh my God, what it's are you going super as chill. For Halloween?
I'm thinking about going as a princess, but maybe like the before and after of like Princess Diaries. Like, yes. I feel like that'd be good. Because
I was thinking like maybe like a medieval princess or like...
Yeah. Because yeah. These are like, some fancy jewelries. Mm-hmm. Like, they almost look real. Like, it's crazy.
Okay, so our show technically ends at 9, but Independent Incidentals is not occurring tonight because Dominic said... No, I'm actually going to do my show on Tuesday instead of Wednesday this week. So usually Dominic would be here, but he's not here.
He can't stop us.
So we're going to go over a couple more things and then I will leave you.
Okay, perfect.
First thing, who's your favorite character? Tell me right now.
Oh.
Let's do real characters. Sorry, Mateo.
Oh, yeah. I guess he doesn't count. Oh, Marley's upset I met someone for Rotterdam once. I lost something once. You guys can't see the finger, but I did it. Favorite character. Ooh, because as much as I love Fred, it's not him. Because, like, we barely know anything about that guy. Oh, this is hard. I have to, like, think about it because I haven't seen the movies in forever. I only read the books once when I was 16. Oh.
She's taking her time.
I am taking my time. I'm, like, panicking because I'm, like, I want to give an answer, but I don't want to give an answer. And then 10 minutes later, be like, so actually, I'm lying directly to your face. It's actually this other character.
I'd believe it.
Yeah, I feel like you would. You'd be the type.
Mine is Remus. Did you know that?
Breaking news and a shock to nobody. Remus is Carissa's favorite character.
Oh, what a guess.
Yeah. I would say if we're talking, I'm going to do two different eras because I guess there's two different answers. If we're doing like Marauders era, I'd have to say like Sirius or Remus, I'd have to say.
She's picking Sirius because she knows that's who I got on the BuzzFeed quiz.
I'm picking Sirius because I've always been a Sirius girl and Remus is only a recent addition. But if I had to pick from the golden era with like Harry and whatever, I'd have to pick Luna, I think.
That's nice. Okay. I would pick Remus and Ginny.
Ginny is a bad bitch. Yeah, respectfully.
She's good.
Respectfully, I feel like she was a little bit too good for Harry and Hot Top. Marley, can you just let me pronounce names in peace, please?
Okay. Favorite ship? Sirius and Remus.
Who
expected that?
I figured you were gonna say something gay.
Favorite friendship. Okay, you know what, everybody keeps saying that to me, and you know it's not my fault that all my favorite books are gay.
I feel like that is something you can help.
No, it's not.
She literally gave me the straightest of straightest books to read, by the way.
It's a good book.
It's the most straight, like, heteronormative thing I've ever read in my life.
Hey guys, later Kira and I are gonna do an episode and you guys will hear it and you'll agree.
Yeah, it's straight.
Stay tuned.
It's straight as hell.
Okay. Favorite friendship. I actually don't know this one. Let me think.
Just ask me the question. You just, you know the freaking answer. It's crazy.
I'm sorry.
I'd honestly. Do I know? I'd have to say Harry and Luna.
Harry and Luna are cute.
It's like a non-basic answer because I feel like if you pick anyone from like the golden trio, that's just like a basic bitch answer, you know?
Yeah. I'm picking Remus and Lily.
Yes, cutie pies.
I think they're like platonic soulmates. Like, I think they're perfect.
I feel like they would be platonic soulmates. I do see that. I feel like they would just confide in each other and everything.
Okay. There's one more thing that we're gonna do right now, and then we're gonna say goodbye. We're each gonna get 5 characters, and we have to fight. We have to fight it out. Me versus Kira, team versus team.
Uh-huh.
We each get 5. One team captain, other team captain. We mm-hmm. each pick a character, and mm-hmm. we're gonna fight. So,
like a physical fight with fists and
No, like they have wands.
Oh, okay.
Like you and I can use our fists, but they're gonna have magic.
So okay,
I'll let you pick first.
I'd have to pick Hermione as my first one.
Okay, that's good.
She's just obvious choice because she's good at potions. She's good at wand, like she's good at wand magic. Yeah. Like, stop the violence.
I'm gonna pick McGonagall.
Fuck! I didn't even think about professors, dude. Ooh. Ooh, I'd have to pick Remus.
You bitch. Fine, I'm taking Sirius then. I don't want them to fight.
I don't want Sirius. You can have him when it comes to fighting because he got himself fucking killed. Okay? He's clearly not that good of a magic fighter.
He got himself killed in the 5th book. A lot of people think that Bellatrix, like Avada Kedavra'd him. She didn't. It was a stupefy. He only got himself killed because he was fighting against his cousin and he was laughing because he's like, oh, this is like old times.
And then he got himself disarmed and then he got pushed into the veil. What an idiot.
What an idiot.
Anyway, so I have, who do I have?
You have Remus and Hermione.
Remus and Hermione. Oh, who else would I want to pick? Ooh, this is interesting. Very interesting. I can't pick either of the Weasley twins either because one of them also got themselves killed. They also got themselves blown up.
You know what? Let's ignore the ones who are dead, okay? Like, you can pick them.
Just okay.
Don't, like, pretend. You know what? The Battle of Hogwarts doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay. Oh, Ginny.
Ginny. Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
She's good. Mm-hmm, I like her. I'm going to say Harry.
Yeah, like, he's fine. He would just use Expelliarmus for everything.
Yeah, you know what? That man somehow seemed to win things. So, he had the Elder Wand at one point. He's the owner. He'll find it.
Yeah, and then he fucking broke it in half after using Expelliarmus.
That only happened in the movie.
Did he not break it in half in the book?
No, they reburied it with Dumbledore in the book.
I feel like that's the better ending.
Yes, I agree. Anyways.
Anyway, so that's 3. So I have Ginny, I have Remus, and then I have Hermione. Mm-hmm.
Who I wouldn't. A good team, actually.
I'm. It's actually stacked, if we're being honest. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm already on the winning side if I had to.
I think you're doing pretty good.
If I had to say. Who else would I pick? You know what? I'd pick, what's Dumbledore's brother's name?
Aberforth. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
That is smart, actually. I really like that.
He came, and then they won the second wave of the battle. That's literally all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
It was him. He did it all.
Probably. Yeah.
Let me think. I should have pre-thought of some people.
Yeah, I'm kind of winging it here. I'm going to be honest.
Do we think our team doesn't need to get along? Like, can we make everyone get along if they're on our team?
I feel like the rest of our team doesn't have to get along as they're all in agreement that we're going against the other team.
Okay, I'm going to take Bellatrix.
Ooh, yeah, fair. You know what? Fair enough.
I think she's the right amount of evil. Like, she grinds my gears in a good way.
Yeah, she would, like, kind of break the bounds in terms of, like, she would know when to break the
rules. You know what? Hermione's getting tortured. That's all I know.
At least none of the people that I picked are, like, magic racist, you know? You know, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
No one's ever calling anybody a mudblood on my side. That's all I'm saying. Okay, I have one more.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have Aberforth or Aberforth?
Aberforth,
Ginny, Hermione, and Remus for Marley. Marley out there, it's Remus. It's taking me a lot of thought to say it that way. Who else would I want to pick? I feel like I have, like, a really stacked cast right now. I'm like, I don't even know where to think because I don't really want to pick a student because they all kind of sucked because, like, half of them got blown up. So I feel like that's like I can't really, like, make a good determination. Like, I can't pick James or Lily because obviously. Literally, who do I pick? this is like kind of embarrassing. Can I pick my character that I made in Hogwarts Legacy?
No.
Why? She's such a good witch.
No.
Oh my goodness. Who would I pick? You know what? I pick Luna.
Aw.
Yeah.
I'm picking a Hungarian horntail.
That's not an option. You said characters. We each pick characters.
Yep, that Hungarian horntail had a name and a dream. I just don't know it. And it's going to destroy your team because he breathes fire.
I had a dream once.
Destroyed. Okay. Can I pick the dragon, please?
Just give me freaking puppy dog eyes, by the way.
Please, may I have the dragon?
The puppy dog eyes aren't working, but it's your show, so I guess you can have the dragon.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. That concludes our episode today.
That went by so fast.
Yes, literally so fast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope everybody enjoyed it. And we will hopefully see you back next week, everyone.
I know at least Marley enjoyed it.
Bye.
Bye.